It was the first time for North Korea launching their ballistic missiles since Joe Biden took over the US presidency. Now, Joe Biden has said after this recent launch that the US will respond accordingly. Do we have a real indication of what he means by that?
So the United Nations Security Council met recently and they didn't take any action on it. I think what we'll see from Joe Biden is essentially a situation where he, once he finishes the North Korea policy review, which they're conducting right now, the thing about sort of how to respond to North Korea's provocation. And so in that sense, when he says we'll respond accordingly, essentially what it means is we will respond in the way that our policy review indicates that we should respond, whether it's more sanctions from the U.S. side at least, condemnation, or some other method of attempting to isolate or punish North Korea.
It's an interesting word, that provocation, because Joe Biden has said he does not consider these missile launches a provocation, given that they were short-range missiles. Now, I would probably think that that most actions North Korea take are intended as a provocation. But what do you make of Joe Biden sort of putting that message out there?
Well, that's actually in keeping with the U.S.'s previous policy under Trump, right? So U.S. policy for a long time has been to basically respond to every North Korean provocation with some tightening of sanctions or some other measure that indicates the U.S. is deterring North Korea, right? And that didn't actually change under Trump, but what changed is what they considered to be a provocation, right? And under Trump, the issue is they would basically only declare something to be a provocation if it was a middle or long range missile test, or certainly if it were a nuclear test, would be a provocation, right? So as long as North Korea kept only sort of testing short range ballistic missiles, this was not considered from the point of view of the U.S. a provocation, and thus not something that needed to be responded to in a concrete way. And in that sense, Biden is continuing that, right? And North Korea itself knows this, which is why they've tested short range missiles and not long range missiles.
What about the effect and, I guess, the response of neighboring countries such as South Korea, Japan, even China?
Yeah, look, I mean, South Korea wasn't happy about it. They made an oblique reference to it. But, sort of the overriding interest that sort of Moon Jae-in has, the president of South Korea has, is on rebuilding and maintaining a dialogue with North Korea. I mean, that's really his sort of policy goal for his entire presidency, right? And so in that sense, they don't really want to let this test get in the way of that. Japan was obviously a lot more concerned, in no small part because at least some of the missiles landed in Japan's, sort of EEZ. So in that sense, it's more of an issue, and they did very strongly condemn it. China probably wasn't happy about it, but this has become commonplace. And you can see sort of the relative lack of Chinese response in that the United Nations Security Council didn't take action. And they wouldn't have because of China's insistence.
Is it still a relatively passive response, I guess, from South Korea when it comes to, requesting a continuing dialogue with North Korea?
Yeah, I mean, it almost has to be passive, right? I mean, the things that South Korea would do to induce North Korea to come to the table, if North Korea didn't otherwise want to, things like economic aid, or sort of reopening, sort of infrastructure development and things like that, are sort of right now either made very difficult by United Nations sanctions or just by the political environment in South Korea, which is not necessarily sort of on board with a full-scale sort of paid-for reconciliation with North Korea right now. And so in that sense, there's not much South Korea can do, politically or legally, besides hope that North Korea comes back to the table. And that's essentially what Moon Jae-in wants to do.
And just finally, getting back to the American response again, obviously the conversations that prior U.S. President Donald Trump had with Kim Jong-un early in his presidency, it was sort of touted as one of his early successes, a success that didn't end up all that successful as time sort of went on. Joe Biden's response to these kinds of things, what do you sort of mentioned there going with the kind of U.S. policy that already previously existed before Trump and during Trump, but are we likely to see many changes in the way Biden actually handles the North Korean regime?
I think you'll see changes. So, you could see changes in a couple of respects, right? So, first, North Korea sort of made this sort of promise to Donald Trump not to test long-range missiles, right? And they've kept that promise so far, but they don't necessarily consider that promise to be binding with Biden. And you know, you would expect every time there's a new South Korean or U.S. president, North Korea tends to behave more provocatively as a way of testing them, right? So we can expect a period of at least somewhat more provocative behavior. With Biden himself and with his administration, there is some indications that their policy review will probably sort of come down on a situation where they do try to isolate North Korea more substantively, so which would include tightening of sanctions and a more vocal response to North Korean behavior, in which case you might see a return to this sort of sanctions tightening, sanctions enforcement, and North Korean provocation that you saw under the Obama administration. So we might sort of be back to the future in some sense with Biden relative to what was happening under Obama.
Well, Justin, do appreciate you joining us and unpacking this one for us a little bit this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.